It's been more than a year since a so-called rain bomb drenched Kauai, leaving behind flooding and destruction around Hanalei Town and the North Shore. Now, that community has been dealing with park and road closures ever since. But on May 1st, the road to Haena will officially open to outside traffic. The state park and its popular Kalalau Trail are expected to follow suit by early summer. In preparation, state and county authorities are developing a new system for managing vehicle and foot traffic into the state park. HPR's Ryan Finnerty spoke with Sue Kanoho from the Kauai Visitors Bureau for the latest update.
The initial shock and devastation of the actual flood took everybody by surprise. We had three areas that were affected, you know, of course, the North Shore and then Keapana, which is in the Kapa'a area, and then in Kaloa Town. Our first message was, one, of course, to get everybody out safely, which they did an amazing job of. So we were really, really blessed that everybody made it out with no fatalities. And then it was to get the messaging out because, as you can imagine, everybody saw the images in the mainland and thought the whole island had been affected. So people started canceling vacations. And so the good news is we got on the phone right away and the internet and to social media to get the word out that call us and let us know where you're staying and we'll tell you, you know, if that area is affected or not. And as you know, with the North Shore being cut off for so long, we've just been really honest with everybody about, you know, yes, you're staying in Poipu. Did you have plans to hike the Kalalau Trail? If you did, we just wanted to let you know it's closed. Some people, believe it or not, I will tell you the thing that we learned about this is that there's some people who actually come solely with that intent in mind is to hike Kalalau Trail. I mean, they'll do other things. But we just were not aware of how important the Kalalau Trail is to many people coming to Kauai. So it was important just to get the information out. And, of course, we did a map showing the exact affected area, specifically at the North Shore, because the Keapana area is not a visitor area, and the Kaloa Town was a residential area as well. So from a rest of the island, from a tourism standpoint, it was up and running pretty quickly after a few weeks. And, you know, of cleanup. And so it was just getting the messaging out. We did experience a short dip. I will tell you that the Pele and the eruption in Pohoa certainly changed things for us. I think the dip we would have experienced would have been much deeper had the volcano not erupted into the residential area over there, Leilani Estates. And so as a result of that, a lot of visitors were rebooked to Kauai and Maui. And that probably filled up any dip we might have had.
I was going to ask about that because I know the Big Island had a problem with trip cancellations and visitors rescheduling or canceling their trips altogether, even though it was
right.
A pretty small area of the island that was affected, not dissimilar
right.
to what happened on your island. So how
exactly.
effective was that outreach effort that you undertook?
It was pretty effective. I have to say, you know, HBCB came in and helped us with HTA funding to get the word out. We did some, you know, social media posts of people that got on island. And even before they got here, we did a pretty big outreach to the newspapers, you know, a lot of the big boys to get the word out. And I think it helped showing the map was critical because just like for the island of Hawaii, right? Same thing where they thought the entire island was covered in lava and it wasn't. And so as a result of that, you know, really getting people, oh, I didn't know, okay, I'm staying in Poipu, okay, I'm okay. So that really helped a lot for people to get, you know, clear about, okay, the rest of my vacation is okay. I just won't be able to hike the Kalalau Trail.
What has the economic impact been to individual businesses or whole communities since the flood? Because I know while the rebuilding effort was going on in Hanalei, there was kind of a stop on a lot of visitor activity because the roads were closed. Short-term rental websites had kind of removed a lot of those listings in Hanalei and that area. So how did
right.
that play out?
So, yeah, so good point. Even the Wailua River had suffered, you know, there's a couple areas that, you know, when you have a flood like that and a lot of debris comes down, I don't know if you saw any of the pictures, but boy, there was so much trees knocked down and came down. And I don't know if you saw Lydgate Beach Park, but it was 100% full of wood from the interior trees. And it was shocking to see that picture. So Wailua River was shut down, I want to say. So all the kayak guys, everybody was shut down probably for almost a month. And so there was the economic impact of that. And there was certainly the economic impact of Hanalei Town, who had benefited from people coming and going to the Kalalau Trail and KA and to the Hanalei Colony Resort. And so we had to get the word out that, you know, Hanalei Town was open for business. There were a couple properties, I should say restaurants, that were affected because they're right by the river. And so they certainly had a little bit of a cleanup to do. It was the Dolphin and Postcards and a couple other businesses there. And certainly, of course, the Taro Fields, the poor Haraguchis had, you know, suffered quite a bit of flooding for the taro fields as well. So the taro production was impacted as well. So, yeah, there was definitely an economic impact. I don't have a number on that, but I know, you know, there's been kayak companies that launch out of KA, and they had to shut down for the, you know, this whole entire year pretty much. And then also the vacation rentals that were in there also were not allowed to operate. And so that's it's definitely had an economic impact to those individual businesses for sure and to this day.
And has the continued closure of Haena State Park and the Kalalau Trail, how has that impacted the economic situation? Because as you mentioned, that's a big draw for a lot of people, which brings them to the North Shore and to Hanalei Town. Right. Has there been a decrease in traffic to that side of the island?
Well, you know what happens is when you shut off one area, other areas get impacted. And so I will tell you that Waimea Canyon has seen a huge increase in visitors as a result of the Kalalau Trail being closed because there's hiking up in that area. So we've been getting calls from Koke'e side about where did all these people come from. So certainly there was a reroute of what people could do. And yes, I think the people that have been impacted, and you know, it's been longer than we all expected, right? But you know, that was our messaging, was if you love Kauai, you'll stop by Hanalei Town and frequent the businesses and the restaurants and give them some business and give them the love. And I know even Chamber of Commerce, our Kauai Chamber of Commerce, had a business after hours event, or said, hey, we're all going down and having lunch down there today, and rented a bus, and everybody packed it in and went in there. So yeah, it's definitely been one of those unseen long-term impacts. And I think at this point, the reopening is going to be different than it was. So there's even going to be a different experience, than it's not going to go back to the way it was.
And so what will that new system be? Because I know the road's about to reopen, the park will reopen in the next month or two. How are things going to be different?
So what we realized is, if you look at it from a spiritual standpoint, it was almost that, you know, you guys can't take any more in this area. And the flood was really, you know, a lot of us took that as a message of, you know, this has got to stop and we can't continue as is. The Haena Master Plan that was being worked on was, in fact, going to limit the amount of people in that area with or without the flood. But what the flood did is give the chance for everybody to be removed from the area and rebuild, you know, in a different way. And so I think that has, as tragic as it was, gave the state the opportunity to reboot. And now the new experience will be, it'll be a limit of 900 people a day. And it will be where you have to take a shuttle in after the parking is full. There'll be only 100 stalls, paid parking, and none of the overnight camping will be allowed to park in the parking lot. So you're going to have to take a shuttle in. So there'll be a fee for parking. There'll be still, of course, a fee to get into the park. There'll be a gate so that, you know, they're not going to just, you know, you have to show you have a permit to be in there. They will allow for cultural practitioners and subsistence fishermen. So there's, you know, some of those things that will continue that have been in the years and will continue on. They'll be allowed to continue doing what they've been doing.
And how could someone sign up for one of those permits?
So that's what we're working on right now, and to get the links for everybody. And that's why the park's not open. So one of the reasons why they're doing cleanup. And so when I have that, I will get that to you in a heartbeat. But Hanalei Initiative is handling the shuttle, and I can send you the link that gives you some more information for that.
Do we have an idea when the park will reopen?
So they're saying summer, early summer. So we're hoping for June, and I'm just not going to give out a date because things sure. Have been changing by the day.
All right. Well, we will stay tuned and keep an eye out for that, Sue. Thanks for your time today.
Sure.
Sue Kanoho is the executive director of the Kauai Visitors Bureau. We'll have links to more information on that new system with the story at hawaiipublicradio.org.